Com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope that you're getting close to having everything wrapped up, as they say, for the holidays. Speaking of being done with everything, on the Hill, they are far from it, or maybe not. Before I jumped on the airwaves, got a couple of texts from someone who is covering the shenanigans down at the Capitol. And it looks like there might be some kind of a compromise. Shocker. Although we won't know about it till right before midnight. The votes are going to go in for the House and the Senate. What am I talking about? Of course, you all know this. Trying to agree on the spending bill, avoiding the shutdown. They say they've agreed on a measure to keep the government running for 9 months. But the agreement on the payroll tax cut is still in the wind. So the disagreement over payroll tax cuts would have an impact on Social Security. Of course it would. And ultimately, where are they getting the money? It always comes back to the same thing. How are you going to do it? Where are you taking the money from? Are we just playing a shell game? Or is there a real plan in place? And of course, it's just a shell game, obviously, at this stage of the game. In fact, here's what Nancy Pelosi had to say.
We're not going home without enacting a payroll tax cut for America's working families and extending the unemployment insurance.
Well, the former Speaker of the House and big-time Democrat, obviously, on the Hill, said her piece, and a lot of others agreed, including the press, who says Congress shouldn't and can't go on vacation before they have made sure that working families aren't seeing their taxes go up by a grand, and those who are out there looking for work don't see their unemployment insurance expire, because that's also on the clock, too. Unemployment and the extra bonus of what's in your paycheck. are they going to extend the payroll tax cut or not? Even from the Republican side of the floor, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, of course, the Republican leader, said he's pretty confident and optimistic that they're going to be able to pass a huge spending measure and continue the tax break before jumping out for the holidays. Of course, because they don't want to have a government shutdown. They don't want to see that happen ultimately. See, really what it comes down to is a wild game of chicken. Each side, meaning the Democrats and the Republicans, daring each other until someone just pops, until finally somebody has to give in. And that's what's apparently happening here. Somebody has to give in, otherwise they're not going to be able to come to an agreement on this. And you know, these staff members, because it ultimately comes down to staff members, who do you think pours through everything that they're voting on? 800-page, I'm not kidding you, 800-page spending bill. Let me ask you this question, America. How long would it take you to read 800 pages with 50 other things that you have to vote on, know about, and get ready for? I'm just saying, 800. So they're going to vote on Friday with the cliff notes from the people that are their aides, meaning if you're in Congress or in the Senate. And the entire process is expected to probably go into the weekend. Probably. I think they're going to announce something before midnight, before it expires. That's what I think is going to happen. And one interesting thing, because there's a few other bills that are stuffed inside. It's like chicken cordon bleu. I used to love that when I was a kid. What's chicken cordon bleu? Then you bite into it, it's like, whoa, cheese and ham inside here. Now it just ups the calories and I won't touch it. But then it was pretty good. What's inside? So what's inside when we have a big bill with a lot of other bills? And the White House, isn't going to allow Democrats to sign off on the bill until restrictions on travel to Cuba were removed, because there's this spending bill has that in it there, too. Congressman Serrano from Democrat, a senior member of the House Appropriations Committee, says the proposed restrictions are really the last sticking point in negotiations on the omnibus spending bill. Republicans wanted to reinstate restrictions on travel to Cuba and remittances from the U.S. Obama relaxed the restrictions, if you remember, in 2009, and Cuba has seen a lot of visitors, frankly, since then. So is it a, here's what happens. I mean, here's the thing. This, let's be honest about it. What does it mean, and why would Republicans want to block it? Well, it means that Cuba is the beneficiary of that. That government is the beneficiary of more money, of tourist travel and remittances. They end up making more money. But what about the Cuban Americans who have gotten out of Cuba? I don't know. Think of it. I guess you could look at it another way. You could think of the Cubans that are there and what they ultimately are able to now use as a result of it, whether it's cell phones or laptops or whatever it is. So I think they're deadlocked. I think they're going to go back and forth on that one a little bit more, because there's a wicked anti-Castro movement in Cuba. And is it a setback? Is it not a setback? Eh. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But the bottom line is this. We could pick apart little things in this bill all the way through. The bottom line is, in the beginning of the day on Thursday, everybody was angry. And they were saying that, oh, we're just going to be here for as long as we have to be here. Then you had, and the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, was taking that tone too. But then, later in the day, they were a little gentler, that you didn't have to shut down the government. There was a news conference. Boehner held a news conference and said that. And Reid, Senator Reid, refused to allow a vote on the spending bill initially on the, before the payroll tax holiday extension. So it looks like somehow they're going to duke this out. And I don't know, maybe they end up through the weekend. Maybe it is that's the case. But I don't think we're going to see the government shut down. I think that part of this is probably, more than anything, maneuvering. All right, speaking of maneuvering, it's done. Iraq, I'm talking about. In Baghdad, Leon Panetta officially, the Secretary of Defense, officially said adios to that country almost 9 years after the first tanks rolled out on the border. You have to officially declare it. So the Pentagon did that. The mission is done. What a conflict that was. And in the Muslim world, in some places, they were rejoicing. So Panetta was there. He gave a speech in a concrete courtyard at the Baghdad airport, which, of course, was, as they say, fortified, in other words, secured. Helicopters were hovering above him the entire time. So they were concerned about insurgents, which is always going to be the case, I think, in Iraq when you have dignitaries come in. And they continue to attack American soldiers, continue to do that. So what happens when everybody leaves? That's the question. That's the $10 million question. What happens when everybody leaves? Coming up in just a minute here on America Tonight, we can count.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 15th, 2011. Gold opens this morning at $1592.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1632.51, $816.26 for a half ounce, or $408.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $1632.51, $816.26, and $408.13.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Segment we can count because I'm often fond of saying it's all about the numbers, isn't it? You know, we talk about Made in America a lot here on ATN. I mentioned this a couple of shows ago. I saw a great documentary on China and trying to figure out the relationship with China and where we're headed and what damage is that doing to us as a country because of our dependence on importing stuff from China, where there is money to be made in that, where the containers are coming in, like in Newark and other parts of the country, in Los Angeles, and then the crap's unloaded. I call it crap because that's what I think of it. It's, you know, the tchotchkes they're put in the stores, and I say this all the time. Flip your stuff over, and you'll see that it's made in China. Whether it's a little flag or some kind of a placard that says red, white, and blue, it's crazy the things that you would not believe that are made in China. But I think we're already over that. We get it that so much of what you're looking for is made somewhere else because it's cheaper, and that's what happens. The corporations go and they get it made cheaper. Sometimes they try to keep it as silent as they can, but it's tough to do that. Even the New Era caps, they do have one plant in New York, but I was stunned to learn you might be jogging in the morning, taking the dog for a walk,
or just you like the lid of your favorite team, you flip it over, and it might not say China, but a lot of them are made in China. That's too bad. So how about this? I saw something that I was reading where it said, made in Texas. And especially when it comes to computer parts, because if you look at your laptops and stuff, a lot of them are assembled in China. The parts are assembled, put together in China, even though you might have the Mac stores or the Apple stores all over the United States, and the consumers are, so many of the consumers are Americans, but are assembled in China or elsewhere. So Apple is very famous for relying on the Asian manufacturers to assemble the things from the iPhone to the laptops, like I said. But recently, they started getting a component in their iPad and iPhones from Texas. How about that? The A5 processor, the brain, they call it, in the iPhone 4S and the iPad 2, is made in a factory in Austin, owned by Samsung. 1.6 million square feet. That's how big that factory is. Wow, how about that? I love it. Oh, I love that crowd. Yeah, I think it's great because, it's not that I totally don't think that we should have any imports from other places. Of course, the problem is we have tilted the relationship and doesn't it figure? And it's not in our favor anymore. We have to start making things. We need jobs in America. Not everybody can be a brain surgeon. Not everybody's going to go to college, then go to law school, then do whatever. Not everybody can be on the professor tenure track to become a professor. And we need people making things, actual products. Now that's become, I mean, who knew? That's become a big deal with me. And especially after seeing a couple of these shows and realizing that it's even a bigger problem, I think, than I could have imagined. So how great is that? The fact that you've got people in this factory in Austin, Texas, and they're making this major component. It's a big time chip line, and that's awesome. They just reached their full production, they say, in early December. And most of the output of the non-memory chip production from the factory is the size, like I told you how big it was, 9 football fields about, give or take. And they produce Apple chips, and they also produce flash memory, the NAND flash memory chips in Austin, too. So that's terrific. Of course, Apple's not really saying much about it because they still have plenty of other things that are being put together in Asia. But at least this is a step in one direction, and people are getting jobs that way, and they like what they're seeing. So that's a good deal. We like to call this segment kind of odds and ends because I feel like as much as, you know, we could rail on something, and we're sick of the whole political thing, and we're going to be talking about that ad nauseum, and we have been. But there are other things that are going on around the country, the buzz in your backyard, in my backyard, in all of our backyards. The common denominators, besides the election and our fury over how our government works and what's the price of gasoline going to be and are we going to see jobs and really what is unemployment and all that sort of stuff. Well, here we go again with controversial photos. The unfortunate thing is when you're in the military, I mean, they got to give these guys and these women some slack when you think of some of the conditions they serve under. And I'm not trying to give them an excuse, but 7 days a week off. And, I mean, you know, come on. So while the rest of us can let off steam with the Air Force and the Navy and on down the line, not a good idea. There was a photo that got released. And because this is radio, I'll describe it to you. You have a bunch of soldiers in one of those coffins, that the coffin standing up, and the headline says, da-dump, da-dump, and it says, sucks to be you. And you can tell they're joking, they're letting off steam, whatever, and they're all gathered around the coffin So the Air Force is launching an investigation into this open casket where you've got several non-commissioned officers posing there. Airman poses with a noose around his neck and chains over his body. And I read the headline, the caption. The casket is similar to what they use to transport dead soldiers home from the battlefield from Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever. So the Air Force Secretary, Michael Donnelly, said that the investigation, they're looking into the image, the grief that that image, that photo, might cause for families who have lost somebody in the war, seeing that photo. And I guess if you look at it from that point of view, you can see how that would be, of course, devastating to some family if they were to see it. And what the Air Force is saying, Donnelly releases a statement. He says, such behavior is not consistent with our core values. It's not representative of the airmen I know. It saddens me that this may cause additional grief to the families of our fallen warriors. Well, my first question is, how did this get out? It was taken on August 23rd. So, and it was taken by the airmen with the 345th Training Squadron at Fort Lee, Virginia. So, where are they? And also, you know, so you're talking about Lackland Air Force Base in Texas, and that includes that 345th Training Squadron. How did it leak out is my first question, because it was pardon the pun, but it was a deadly leak. And then the second thing is, as somebody who, you know, did the television reporting thing, if you only knew the hour sometimes where you wait, they, you know, wait for a body bag to come out, the things that some of the police will say and the guys in the guys that are the, you know, the ambulance drivers that arrive, the paramedics, that crew, the things that they say, I think it's part of being desensitized to your surroundings, because that's how you survive. In fact, I definitely would say that that's what it is. But for a police officer, for a cop, or for someone driving the meat wagon, I used to hear that term all the time, that's a little bit different, I guess, than somebody in uniform. And, of course, the main thing is that some idiot released the photo, and then, you know, so it's not in the private collections anymore, like, oh, yeah, we had to let off some steam. No. Instead, it's, you know, all over the Internet. Everybody can see it, and the ramifications, I think, are going to be pretty big for a few people anyway. 800-259-5791. We're talking a little debate coming up on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Don't forget, in our third hour, we have the Nail the Score contest. A lot of fun. The game of the week is randomly chosen by our super computer in Minneapolis, where the mothership is located. And the game of the week, ultimately, you get a chance to tell me who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Could be that Denver Patriot matchup. That's an interesting one to me because you have the Tim Tebow factor. Willie Wynn is eighth, and he's really won in crazy ways versus Tom Brady. And it's in Denver. A lot of people think this could be a big upset. I don't know. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Yeah, you know, I would love to be a fly on the wall of Saturday Night Live tonight after this debate, you know. Cause, I mean, you
when they're kicking it around, yeah, and trying to come up with what they're going to do, yeah.
I'm going to be Tebow, man. You know, what in the world? I think that Governor Perry ought to take his entire staff out, you know, to dinner and then shoot them. Because, come on. Come on. Tebow, I want to be Tebow. Oh, man.
I know.
If this president thing doesn't work out for Perry, he can make a lot of money as a comedian, I think, you know, on the Comedy Channel or something. It's incredible.
I agree.
Not as incredible as a $1 trillion stopgap measure for the stopgap measure that's going to finish.
I know.
Well, I mean, you know, stopgap measures used to be $30 billion, $100 million. But now they just, where did they get the money from? I don't know. It's not a budget. You know, they just decided, oh, gosh, we need more money. Let's just throw another $1 trillion in there. It's you know, no wonder they're doing it late at night because it's so out of control. People can't even get their brains around it anymore. How do you explain to your wife or your husband, your kids? Well, Congress just got $1 trillion and spent it. We don't know for how long, but it's insane.
And
you
agree.
You know, you would have expected somebody in this debate tonight, you know, to criticize, you know, both sides of the aisle on that. But and you got Newt Gingrich up there, starts out saying, I teach the admirals of the Navy how to fight wars. Can you believe that?
He is a master of the outrageous. He throws those hooks out, and, boy, people grab onto them. You're right.
He's never served in the military in his life.
I know.
You know, Ron Paul is the only one that served in the military up there.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what? Ron Paul was smart. Ron Paul slammed Gingrich's military record because he called him out for avoiding military service during the Vietnam War. He said that he's a serial. I do love what he calls him. He calls him a serial hypocrite. You are a serial hypocrite. That's what he says.
Yeah,
love it.
I would have liked to have Paul come out a little bit more hawkish. But if Paul is one thing, he is consistent. But you know, I think he was totally wrong when he said, you know, when the Russians were putting nuclear missiles in Cuba, we did not go to war. Mm. We solved that with the. No, we didn't. We actually committed a act of war by blockading Cuba. That is, under international law, an act of war.
No, yeah.
If we hadn't blockaded Cuba, you know, then the Russians would not have removed those missiles. So I think he may have lost some points there. I don't know. But I tell you what, I think someone else, especially if Ron Paul does well, it's going to be like the 7th Cavalry. They're going to be looking for some help.
I agree. And that's the problem. And that's the biggest problem with this group. We'll see what happens in the first 5 primaries. I think that's key. If Gingrich shakes out, or how crazy would that be? Or if it's Mitt Romney even. I mean, really, is Mitt Romney going to be the guy? I don't know. It's crazy, Tomas.
Who do you think is going to win this Iowa thing?
I think that Newt Gingrich is going to win it.
All right. Well, there we go.
Yeah. I think he wins the caucus, and then we go to New Hampshire, and I'll be in New Hampshire, so we'll see what happens. But right now, you know, Romney's still a little bit ahead in New Hampshire. That could switch. We'll see. Once people are on the ground again there, sometimes that makes a difference. Thanks, Tomas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. By the way, Ron Paul was a flight surgeon for the Air Force and in the Air National Guard throughout the 60s. So, you know, of course, he is the one guy that served for sure. Let's slide over to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, you know, another day, another dime, right?
Another dime. I like that.
Hey, you know, these guys tonight... Oh, one of them are coming across as, hey, this is who I am, this is the way it's going to be. You know, this is what I'm going to beat Obama on. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's why I'm just not even hardly even watching it. And I got a question for you, Kate. I mean, mm-hmm. Iowa goes first, right? They have the first caucus. Is that right?
Right.
Kate, is Iowa really, I mean, other than being in the heart of in the heartland of America, I mean, is it a biodiverse state that really represents the whole country? And, you know, no, Iowa's a conservative state. I mean, you know, majority of people there lean to the right. So
yeah.
It's not really, I guess my point is that, you know, they have these polls this week. I'm sure you saw them where they showed,
yes.
You know, Gingrich way ahead of Romney.
Yeah.
And then it showed Gingrich getting his butt kicked against Obama. you know, that they went up against him, but it showed Romney neck and neck with Obama.
Right.
You know, I mean, who are we trying to defeat here? Is it, you know, who's the Republican Party trying to defeat, themselves? Or are they trying to defeat Obama? You know?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. That's what Pete King said. The congressman from New York said, boy, if Newt Gingrich is the guy, forget it. It's the would be the worst choice ever because he won't sail within the Republican Party even. And it's that he's a no-go if he gets the nod.
What those polls are basically saying, Kate, is that the Republican Party is not super far to the right anymore. The majority of it leans towards the middle, you know, not all the way to the left, of course, or over the line, but they lean towards the middle. You know?
Yeah.
And Romney's the one guy, and Paul are the two guys right now that are anywhere close to the middle, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know? And so, and that's why the poll came up that way. It said, you know, showing that, you know, he's going to, he might have a chance to beat him, Obama. But, you know, what it comes down to, Kate, is that, you know, you see this Occupy Wall Street movement going all over the country, and that's like a bunch of idiots or whatever. What are they basically trying to do? Are they trying to say all the money's hogged up by Wall Street, all the money's hogged up by the rich?
Yes.
Is that their message?
Yeah.
Well, and that the rich need to spend their money on everybody else to make the economy go better?
Yeah.
Is that what the message is? Well, that's right, okay. They do. But you think they're going to spend their money while Obama's in the presidency? I mean, these idiots are sitting there protesting the rich, which most of them are probably liberal Democrats with nothing to do. But anyway, you know, if they want this country's economy to roll, you better get Obama out of there. Because if I'm a rich, wealthy person, okay, and, for example, up here in Wyoming, we, you know, we've got tons of oil and gas in the ground.
Sure, sure, sure.
The day that guy made presidency, half of it shut down. And you want to know why? Because it's like money in a bank. It's going to stay in the ground until they want to drill it. Okay?
Yeah.
So half the wells shut down, half the fields shut down, and the whole objective was like, yeah, I don't need to drill that right now to make extra money. I can just leave it there. It's like a bank, but, you know, inside of the ground. Okay? So as long as he stays in presidency, that stuff's going to stay in the ground. It's not coming out to generate more jobs. Okay? That's just the way it is. That's the way the rich are going to do it. Why are you going to sit there and make the economy go, and you're going to make more money just to have some guy tax it off?
Yeah.
Where you got to give almost half of it back.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, this is just a basic economic question that's going to happen, you know, at the election, you know. The economy is not going to start, and I agree with the occupiers, it's not going to start going until Wall Street and the people that have all the money start investing into America again. Like you said, putting factories back to work here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
As they keep going to the coastlines of China and getting things made for cheaper and whenever they want them, where you can spend, what did I hear about baseball caps? You spend basically 10 cents a cap and you make 25.
Yeah. You know, the last thing, Katie, is that, you know, when it comes to China and the trade gap, and, you know, we owe $1.6 billion or trillion or whatever it is, $1.6 trillion. You know, one of the problems I realized a long time ago, kid, is that the economy kept expanding and wages kept going up, you know, for Americans. It left room for somebody to come in and undercut us, you know. And that's what happened, you know, wages were staying up with production, but then all of a sudden somebody come in and says, oh, because your wages and et cetera have gone up, so we can undercut that and make it cheaper. And that's all the whole world has done.
Yep.
You know, why we're building so much stuff over there.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Absolutely, that's the key thing.
$20 an hour to work in a factory,
yeah.
They're paying $5 an hour overseas.
Yeah, absolutely, and those numbers, that's where it's at, that's what's happening. Unfortunately, it's strangling manufacturing in the United States. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, our cheap movie review.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, this is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man who can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible.
Me, like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her.
Coming up next hour, don't forget, Nail the Score. But before we get there, you might head out to the movies, take a break from all that shopping, all the headaches of everything around you, and just escape into the theater, into the bowels of a comfortable seat somewhere. Dark and far away with your kids watching this first one that we're going to look at called Alvin and the Chipmunks.
We're going to have to gate check those.
Are you going to charge me $25 a bag?
Of course not, sir. It's $25 for the first bag and $40 for each additional bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Get in and enjoy the ride.
Good to be back, huh? Sure is.
This Christmas. The Chipmunks. Get chip wrecked.
I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna give up.
Let's get off this beat.
beach and find some real food. My precious, my precious. Okay. Seriously?
Rescue
helicopter comes by, they'll see us.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. Christmas.
All right, if you don't want to be chipwrecked, I think it's self-explanatory. You might go for a little Sherlock Holmes, a game of shadows.
You see?
Everything. That is my curse. Oh, how I've missed you, Holmes.
Have you? I barely noticed your absence.
I'm knee-deep in the single most important case of my career.
What are we up against here?
The most formidable criminal mind in Europe.
Professor James Moriarty.
If we can stop him, we shall prevent the collapse of Western civilization. No pressure.
Who are you two?
Concerned citizens.
Mr. Holmes, I have a feeling you're in danger. Following a verbal...
I'm sure you want to play
in
Brooklyn
Park, Zachary Cowan, armed with a stick, struck our son in Long Street in the face.
Armed? Oh, dear.
What was that?
What? I agree, it's not my best disguise. You know my methods.
Shall we get to work?
Your clock is ticking. Do you trust me?
No.
Did you just tell my wife?
I timed it perfectly.
Just follow my...
Make it count.
I'd say that counts.
You do seem...
Excited.
Manic.
I am.
Verging on...
Eccentric.
Psychotic.
I should have brought you a sedative.
All right, did you understand any of that? That was Robert Downey Jr. with an English accent. Jude Law, because, of course, he's Sherlock Holmes. And then a cast of Who's Who, Rachel McAdams, if you know any of these actors. Bottom line is, it's a lot of big effects. You could hear that. This is radio. We like sound. I don't know how it'll translate on the big screen. I'm a fan of Sherlock Holmes. Don't know if I'm a fan of this one or not. I might wait for it to come out on DVD. All right, our next movie has to do with carnage of a different sort. It's called Carnage.
Following a verbal dispute in Brooklyn Bridge Park, Zachary Cowan, armed with a stick, struck our son, Ethan Longstreet, in the face.
Armed?
You don't like arms? Michael, what can we say? Carrying, holding, carrying a stick, all right?
Carrying, yeah.
Carrying a stick.
If Ethan had broken two of Zachary's teeth, I'm thinking Alan and I might have had more of a knee-jerk reaction. I'm not sure we would see the big picture.
Sure you would.
She's not telling you the real secret.
Let him taste it.
It's very good. Excuse me.
Yeah?
Undesirable side effects? Basically, you look like you're drunk. Do you know what they were arguing about?
Ethan wouldn't let Zachary be a part of his gang. Did you know that Ethan had a gang?
No. but I'm thrilled to hear it.
Yeah.
Your son is a maniac. Zachary is not a maniac.
Yes, he is.
Alan, why are you saying that?
He's a maniac.
Look, can you hear me now?
You better watch it.
They're both horrible.
What the hell are we doing here?
I hope you're kidding.
You think my son is a snitch?
I don't think anything.
Well, if you don't think anything, don't say anything.
I'm sick to death of it. We were nice to you. We bought tulips. You know, my wife dressed me up as a liberal.
Yeah. Nadja, what are you?
Huh?
Oh, my God.
Weirdo! You killed that hamster.
What you did to that hamster was wrong. You can't deny it.
You're blowing this all out of proportion!
I don't get drunk.
I feel like I'm going to vomit again.
Huge turnoff.
Get a couple of drinks that are bam!
It's about two boys who get into it on a playground and their crazy parents try to work it out. Yeah, you know, they're trying to work it out because it escalates into verbal warfare of a different sort. What's interesting is Carnage, which is out now in the movies, is actually nominated for a Gold Globe. They announced the people who were nominated in the movies. And since we do the cheap movie reviews, I'll throw this in for free. Although you could Google it and find out. But for drama, The Descendants, which is the movie with George Clooney, The Descendants, The Help, Hugo, The Ides of March, We Like Politics, that's a political movie, Moneyball, War Horse, all up for Best Drama. For Best Performances by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Clooney for The Descendants, DiCaprio for Edgar Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover. You've got Ryan Gosling in the mix for The Ides of March and Brad Pitt for Moneyball. Interesting. Here's a sleeper movie that I like that's up for Best Motion Picture for Comedy or Musical, Midnight in Paris. It's a good movie. It was acted so well. He did such a good job, Owen Wilson, in that flick. And basically, I don't want to give it away, but he goes back in time, sort of, and runs into, like, Salvador Dali and Ernest Hemingway, and it's kind of kooky, but very, very funny. So I said Carnage was up for some awards. Best Performance by an Actress, Jodie Foster's in that flick. She's up for one, and so is Kate Winslet. They both were in that movie together. Interesting. Do we care about awards? We care about good movies that make us laugh, that are worth ponying up the change, the serious change that you have to pay when you go to the movies. Think about this. If you sent your kid on a date, if you chaperone, drop them off and pick them up in the movies, how much would it cost you? I'm going to say in the neighborhood of at least $30, probably $30 by the time it's all said and done, because you have to give them money for the concessions. And, of course, that's where the money goes. It's like the black hole. Might as well just open up your wallet and let it fly out by the time you get popcorn and all the other goodies that they have up there. Let me know if you see any of those movies. Send me a cheap review at americatonight.net.